Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What do you do if you're dating someone you really like, but then you realize that anytime there's like a moment of silence, they start humming Falling by Alicia Keys? Like every single time.
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
My name is Patrick.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Kelly.
So what do you do when the person you're dating, your SO, what? How is this?
He said person you're dating, but it sounded like things are going well.
Yeah, you really like being around them.
And every time that there's silence, they start humming.
And they're humming.
Oh, shoot. But the song, I just realized what the lyrics of that song are. You do not want somebody that you really like to be thinking.
Keep on falling in and out.
Oh, yeah. I love with you.
You and I never love someone
the way that, I.
Well, that one's just positive.
That's
never felt this way.
So much pleasure.
Yeah, what do you give me so much pleasure? And cause me so much pain. Yeah.
What if Colin hates this song and that's why he told us this and now we just sang it?
I mean, you got to think that the reason that they keep humming the song isn't that they are trying to express what the song is trying to express over and over again, right? It's just like a song that somehow got burrowed into their head.
It is that kind of song. I think that much of, was it 2001? I feel like I spent a significant part of my life with, I mean, part of it was played everywhere.
It was everywhere.
But I think that was song was in
it
my head.
It was like Smooth Santana, Rob Thomas.
Who it was needs everywhere. To follow that up with Santana, Rob Thomas? We are with you.
We know
the
what
listeners
Smooth
are with
all
you.
All right, good, good.
No one is confused.
It's also it's one of those songs because it's so prolific. You don't have to worry about, I think you probably don't have to worry about the content of the song. It's not like some, you know,
it's not a deep cut.
Like Spoon B-side. Right. I don't know. Like, you know, it's like, it's pretty, like, it's a real earworm. It was everywhere in 2001.
That being said, there's still just something to this person can't sit in silence.
That sucks.
Yeah.
What do you do? I mean,
I think you say something at some point just to make it clear that they're doing it out loud.
Yeah.
Because maybe they've been single a long time.
Right.
They don't realize.
It's cost them job opportunities.
So maybe you say,
well, they're a librarian.
Yeah.
It's always quiet.
So you can maybe say something like, oh, do you notice? Oh my gosh, you're doing it again.
No, I think I would I'd hook onto where they are in the song and start
and
singing
sing along.
It aloud.
Yeah.
And then they would get snapped out of it.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
I'd be like, what's going on?
Oh, you were singing. I just wanted to sing along.
I was singing? I wasn't even opening my mouth. What are you talking about? I wasn't singing.
No, well, you were humming.
You're humming.
Oh,
you do not
really?
Do not hear that? Did you not
do
hear
I
that you were doing
it?
That?
I don't know.
You don't notice? That's so funny.
That's crazy. The really funny thing is that like it actually happens all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. We were watching Sophie's Choice and you were doing it the entire time.
You know that part in the movie where she has to sit and think quietly?
Yeah. That's but the you best were, part. I was so into it.
You were humming a lot.
Oh, I was like humming a song from Sophie's Choice, like a
One of the best, one of the bangers from Sophie's Choice.
Which one did you think you were saying?
Name one. Name one song from Sophie's Choice.
I gotta make a choice that will make me want to kill myself later. Spoilers.
What if is there any way that you can fight fire with fire and just start absentmindedly humming a song of your choosing?
Tub Thumping by Trumbull.
No, I'm going All Star. And I'm not humming. I'm just going
song.
And then if they make I Got Diamonds with Me, that's when I go
body. I worked at a Hollywood Video that had a regular customer who was an older gentleman who would always come in by himself, and he would always wear like a jaunty hat with a feather in it.
Oh my God, I love this man.
And he had like a white beard. Okay. Not like a long white beard. It was like close to his face.
Like a neat white beard.
A neat white beard.
Did he have a belly that shook like jelly?
Yeah, he was not unlike Santa Claus. He didn't have the big bushy beard.
Okay, so it was a big bushy.
It was summertime Santa.
That's right, summertime Santa. Okay. He summers in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, it's a nice change.
Yeah, compared to the North Pole.
Yeah.
And whenever he was in the store and someone was not talking to him, he would whistle.
Oh.
Tunelessly.
I cannot whistle. So not out of tune. So
no,
it's not better to than a melody.
Okay. Amelodically.
So better than the whistling my father does, which is...
Wait, but does he actually do it?
It's like that. It's not. It's.
It is pitchless.
Yeah, my dad sings.
That's just hissing.
Hissing. Your dad sings.
My dad
Your
sings.
Your dad's a singer.
Well, I mean, he would never, like, if he was here and we said, please sing for us, he
wouldn't do
he
it.
He does not.
What but is his
he
walks, song like, of if choice?
It depends. One of his favorites, and I didn't hear the song until many years later, is, I think it's a Todd Rundgren song called, that the line is like, it's cold in Connecticut, baby, it's electron cold.
Mm-hmm.
And he just sings it different ways.
Oh.
Well, usually when it's cold. It's cold in Connecticut, baby, it's electron cold. But it'll just be like, it's just like, because it's morning and it's cold.
But that's not like the melody of it? That's,
I don't either, he'll just make I couldn't it up? Tell you what the melody is. My parents also used to sing, You Can't Always Get What You Want to Me.
Right. I mean, that's a classic parent move.
Yes. And that was not absent-minded. But no, my dad just absent-minded. He'll just sing, you know, songs around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like Snow White.
Do you guys walk around singing? I walk around singing a lot.
I do. And sometimes I'll do like the thing of like sing about what I'm doing.
Yes.
Now that I have the dog, I aim it at him. So it's sort of like I'm not.
Same.
So it's a semi-social experience.
Yeah.
My dad used to sing that song. I don't want to work.
Okay.
He always sings it wrong.
What does he say?
I don't know. So he gets the words right, but that's it.
Oh.
It goes like this when my father sings it.
Clear to start.
I don't want to work.
Oh, so he's like a lounge singer.
I don't know what it is. I don't know why he thinks it's right or why he insists on it.
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
Okay.
Yeah, not what he would do.
I don't want to work.
I just want to bang
on the drums all day.
I was like, I want to do it, but I was like, how long will people's patience last?
Not much longer.
And I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drums all day.
So I think you got a dumper, right?
Yeah.
No,
kick her to the curb, man.
I think you have to join in.
Yeah.
And yeah.
See if you can kind of shake her out of it. But also, like,
just grab her by the shoulder.
Shake furiously.
No, but it's also, like,
and scream her name.
I think it's possible.
Ryan! Ryan!
Oh, no, Alicia. That's the plot twist. It's Alicia Keys
the whole time.
Okay, if it's Alicia Keys,
you cut her a break.
You got other things going on. You got good stuff going.
Yeah,
I think if it's quiet, like she's putting around the house, let people do what they need to do to putter. There's lots of stuff you got. How much of your day you spend doing dumb stuff like putting away your dishes?
Yeah,
like you got to do that stuff. This is how she gets through it. Perfect. But if it's like you're in the car and anytime one of you isn't actively speaking.
Oh, that's a nightmare. Because like when you're in enclosed spaces and like you can't get away from it.
No. And you don't want to constantly, like no one wants to constantly talk.
No. You need to, and you need, especially with like someone you're dating, you need to be able to get to a place where you don't need to speak to each other.
Yeah, otherwise it's a job interview.
That's right.
It sucks.
Oh, God. Yeah. Or like a mixer.
Oh, God, if you feel like you're networking the whole time. And you know there's someone out there that would enjoy that.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of feeling like you're networking the whole time, I was at E3 this week.
King of the segue, baby.
Did you wear the special t-shirt that you're wearing today?
I did. So I'm wearing my Uniqlo Mario shirt. It looks like just a plain white tee, but it has a boo from Mario on the pocket.
It's very cute.
Little boos.
It's two little boos on the pocket. And there's one on the back, too.
What?
There's one back here.
And
yeah.
It's the silly one.
Yeah, he's got his tongue out and he's like, ah. Oh my God. He's a goofy boo.
I love it.
Or he's
dirty.
He was part of Link's initiation.
What?
Link's awakening.
Okay, let's talk about this first. Because
Link's initiation. Link's initiation sounds like it's like a mix of like Link is trying to join a fraternity and they're
Link is being hazed by the windfish of Koholint Island.
And some booze.
It's like sexy hazing.
So Link's Awakening came out in like 1992 or something, originally.
Yeah, but it sounds sexy.
I think it's Link's first awakening.
Link's
Or is it just
sexual awakening? Yeah, no, it's just called Link's Awakening.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Do you guys know the premise of this game? Because it's great.
No,
tell me.
Link is on his adventures, and he leaves Hyrule to like go see the world outside of Hyrule. And the boat that he's on crashes. He's shipwrecked on a strange island where things don't make sense. Uh-oh. Through the course of events of the game, I guess spoilers for a 25-year-old game, he discovers that the whole island is the dream of a god called the Windfish. And everyone keeps telling him that the only way to get off the island is to wake the Windfish. So you spend the whole game like getting to know the people of this island, and then you're like, I'm going to destroy them by waking up the person who's dreaming them.
Man, that stinks.
That's awesome.
Tough.
The game's so good.
That's tough.
Not as sexy as
How does he wake up the windfish? He puts his tongue in his mouth.
Yeah, that's, well, on its clit, yeah.
But it's weird because his clit is in his mouth.
That's right.
But that's how fish are made.
Yeah.
He has to play magical instruments that are in the eight dungeons around the island. Yeah. It's a great game.
I'd play it.
And we're talking about it because it is getting a Switch port or better than a port?
Oh, but remake, yeah. Because it was original, it was a Game Boy game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So yeah, it looks worlds better than it did. And did you see the amiibo for the Link from this?
No, love amiibo.
I do love amiibo. I love them so much.
All the love that you have lost for Funko Pops is in amiibos.
Yeah, it's totally interesting how much you hate Funko Pops.
Yeah.
Given your
there's a use for an amiibo, right? Because you get
I see it. It reminds me of characters I like,
and it's proportional.
I'm talking about
Funko
Pop.
It works.
When I see
in-game.
A Funko Pop, it reminds me of a character that I like.
Uh-huh.
That is a useful thing for me.
Here's the thing that for me makes it totally different than a Funko Pop.
Smaller footprint.
You don't display all the ones you have.
I do not display all the ones that I have. I also open them all. I'm not like a Funko weirdo that like keeps them all in boxes.
Again, this is the second time we had this conversation. That I could see a Funko in my apartment in a box.
Right.
This is the one that,
the one that you're supposed to sell.
I'm going to sell for you.
You're going to sell it on the market.
Yeah, I'm going to sell it on the market for you.
The third thing is that they're all Nintendo characters that, like, I have affinity for, like, the whole stable of all of these characters as a cohesive whole. And Funko is, like, everything in the goddamn world.
And I will say Funko, too, has an aesthetic.
Yeah.
Whereas Amiibo's aesthetic is closer to what you see when you play.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
And they're more of a direct extension. I mean, because they're made by Nintendo. They're more of a direct extension of that art of the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rather than, yeah, put through the Funko filter.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't
so
really want to defend Funkos. I just do. I find
think it's funny that
I think your affection for Amiibos is charming, but also
I hate Funkos.
It is also a hell of a thing to waste hatred on.
Funkos.
But I mean, here's the thing. I also feel the same way you do about Funkos.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's a soft hatred. Like,
I don't. I'm not going to burn a Funko.
No, me neither.
I
have you ever burnt something in effigy?
No.
I did burn my...
You burned some stuff in the woods, and you thought that aliens were coming or something like that, wasn't
yeah, but
it?
Yeah, but that wasn't... That didn't have anything to do with burning anything in effigy.
Oh.
That was, like, having fun pretend time as a kid, aww, and then my friend being like, no, this is real, and I was like, okay.
If you say so, buddy.
It'll still be fun, but I think I burned a textbook from my, like, 10th grade English class or some class I didn't like. I think that's it. Yeah,
it's pretty punk rock.
I was
dude.
Pretty punk.
Yeah. So okay, we're talking E3 ships because Patrick went to E3, and we all watched some E3 trailers.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. So what are you feeling ship wise? Like where are the ships this year? First of all, I think it's tough to find them this year.
I feel like last year was much easier.
Oh, totally. Last year was much easier.
Yeah. Well, we got Last of Us. Part 2 last year.
I mean, that still might be my ship tonight. That still might be my...
Yeah.
It's a good ship.
I mean, OTP that.
Yeah.
Still.
Even though one of them may get murdered that we just didn't see at the very beginning of
that. I mean, for sure,
I'll
right?
still ship it, I Probably. Guess.
Probably. Yeah, it can be a lost love.
Yeah.
And the universe is about losing...
Yeah.
It's about losing things. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, the universe of The Last of Us. Also, the universe that we live in.
I'll take both.
Yeah.
Here's one thing that did go maybe like a little bit under the radar, because I think it was just announced at the Kinda Funny showcase, which is all like indie games.
Mm-hmm.
Monster. Prom. Two.
What?
What?
Monster.
What?
Prom. Two.
Say one more time.
Monster.
Prom.
Two.
Wow. Okay, guys. So for shippers who don't know what we're talking about. We played a game at SCCC last year.
Yeah, that was last year.
Called Monster Prom. I don't know why I said Monster Prom. Monster Prom.
Monster Prom.
And
Monster, get this, Prom.
It's a super fun dating sim, which is multiplayer.
Yeah, it was so fun.
It's really fun, and all the characters are super shippable.
And written so well.
They're
and
funny.
So funny.
So funny. In the way that, like, it's... Yeah, I know people love the Dream Daddies.
Right.
But it's so much more silly. It is. Yeah. Dream Daddies is not sexy enough for what it is to
me. Oh, I see
what you're saying.
Whereas Monster Prom could lean harder into the silliness because it's monsters.
I mean, Monster Prom has monsters.
Teenage monsters.
Yeah.
And not just like teenagers who are jerks.
Right.
And what's great about it is they're like, we're all actually like thousands of years old, but are in like, so we're not, it's not gross.
Yeah.
And it's like solved very quickly. Okay. So are there any contenders in Monster Prom that you are like, they're shippable?
I did not get a deep enough look. Like the Kinda Funny showcase showed like 12 seconds of this game. So like, you know, when it comes out, we will ship everything out of there.
Yeah. We have to play
I just wanted to bring up Monster
Prom 2.
Yeah, I don't even know. Who's going to beat Werewolf Scott, the football player?
Here's the thing. I think all six of the original characters are in this, but there are... So I guess the game is in, like, three different scenarios.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know if they do, like, two in each one of them and then four more, like, monsters on top of it or what, but I think all of the original monsters are coming back.
Oh, my God.
I
so
just
good.
Every time I know that I'm gonna try to romance Vera again,
yeah,
and it's gonna be really sad.
Yeah,
well, it's very hard.
It is very
hard. She's a very prickly pear.
She is.
And I'm gonna try to romance that nerdy demon,
The emo vampire boy.
Was he? I thought he was a demon of some kind.
He might have been a demon. You obviously don't love him as much as I love Vera.
Vera was so perfect for you.
Vampire guy in the mix.
Yeah, there was. Yeah. He was emo.
And honestly, I will say, of Dream Daddies, the vampire one is the best one.
Really?
Vampire Daddy is pretty great. Man. I just wish they were all that silly.
Yeah.
But if the game was really like...
Really
sexy.
Hot.
Yeah. I
like,
know what you
let's
mean.
Do this.
I would need more.
Yeah. But honestly, I don't know. I guess I was going to call for Rex, but you don't have to. But I've never played an a dating RPG that was like authentically, like as sexy as a good like romance novel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or like a good
movie. Me neither.
Like,
yeah.
They're just, they tend to be, I don't know.
They're kind of flat.
They're flat. And then even when you try, I feel like people try to do it in the text.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, let me make more choices. That's sexy to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to read a bunch of paragraphs.
Yeah. Okay. So, Ryan, do you have any ships?
So, like I said, like we said, last year, certain things just like popped out at us.
Yes.
We got Spider-Man ships coming out.
Yes.
We had Last of Us 2. Okay. But this year.
Although I think I shipped someone with a bike last year, didn't I?
A bicycle?
A motorcycle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Anyway. What was that? Okay.
You're
strange.
No, it was two people on the one, the tandem motorcycle in Trials Rising.
Oh, yeah. They had no faces or characters.
No.
That was, yeah.
But
yeah.
They're flipping around together and enjoying their motorcycle life.
I
tried to ship the demon and the machine in Daemon X Machina, but that's not what that is.
That's not what that game is.
So I was very, because the picture, like the cover image is like a demon looking guy with an eyebrow up. So I was like, oh, okay.
Sexy.
Demons and machines, I can ship those.
But right, but
that's
it's just a Gundam game, basically.
Which, that's good for some people, but there was no ship for me there. Then I got caught up in the cuteness of Bam Bam, who is John Bernthal's pit bull rescue that he brought on stage at E3 to talk about his Tom Clancy. I don't know.
Yeah, Ghost Recon.
Okay, so Bam Bam. It's like a ship, but it's not romantic. It's more just like adventures for Bam Bam. And I said Bam Bam is going to get sucked into Animal Crossing.
When we watch it,
it's really a dream. He'll wake up at the end and he's back at home.
Oh, yeah. And his feet are twitching.
Yeah, that's fine. Cute. But he's going to have a whole adventure with all the animals. He's going to make friends with all those people. He's going to,
That's really cute that he would
around.
Be one of like the animal friends that you would be friends with.
That's really cool.
Cute.
Yeah. So that's my ship.
That's cool.
Completely that's cool. Fantastical, never going to happen.
Yeah.
I did want to, so you had mentioned that you saw Final Fantasy trailer, and you had some opinions.
Yeah, because I do want to talk about that because I have three small ships, and one of them is kind of fueled by the Final Fantasy VII Remake trailer.
Okay, and I guess I need some context. Well, okay, my first one. And I know this is built into Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
But, and maybe it's just the way the graphics look here. I've never really thought about it. That sword is too freaking big.
Cloud the Buster sword.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
His muscles on his shoulders.
Tiny.
They should be up to his ears. Like, it doesn't make sense. Right. I know it's magic, but it just looks dumb.
No, it looked crazy in the original game, too.
Okay.
Like, the top of the sword is at his shoulder, and the bottom is like at his feet.
How is he walking?
I don't know.
And honestly, can you imagine him trying to go downstairs while wearing
that
thing?
Oh my God, no.
No, he would hit every single stair. Yeah.
He can't even slide down the banister.
No, he can't.
No.
Okay, so the sword was bugging me the whole time. It's too much sword.
You just have to accept it like you can accept his hair. Like,
yeah, his hair is also
they're both physics defying.
Okay, now so all of these characters were in the original Final Fantasy VII. Yeah. All of them. Okay. Yes. And Cloud does he know everybody when Final Fantasy VII starts?
When Final Fantasy VII starts, he is out on his first mission with the dudes in Avalanche.
Okay.
So the big guy with the gun on his arm and like the people that are like running around with him at the beginning of like all these trailers. Yeah. That's first time meeting any of them.
Okay.
The heiress, the flower girl, is also someone that he runs into for the first time at the beginning of this game.
But they have a connection.
They develop a connection.
Okay.
And then Tifa is his like childhood friend who he was like raised together.
That's the brunette.
Yeah, correct.
And she is hanging out with a little girl who's friends with Avalanche, or is that her child with
Avalanche? It is not her child. It is too much backstory here, but one of Barrett's the dude with the gun on his arm, his buddy, it's his daughter, and they had a falling out and I think were like tried to kill each other.
Oh my.
Anyway, so Barrett is taking care of Marlene now.
Okay.
And when we see them in this trailer, Tifa is watching him for Barrett because they were just off on a mission.
Okay. All right. So I have some ships. I want to hear because you have real ships based on characters that I just know the trailer. And so I had thoughts. Like, main thought was sword is too big. Who the is this babe you belong to?
Yeah.
And then I didn't realize Cloud and Tifa had so much history.
Yeah, they have a ton of history.
Because then I was like, I kind of like Tifa with Flower Girl. Because Tifa is so cynical and hardened and not sure what she's doing.
Yeah.
And Flower Girl's like just so naturally good at what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But that does, I have no idea if that makes sense.
I mean, so they are both romantic partners for Cloud. Like over the course of the game, you.
Eye roll.
Yeah, big eye roll from Ryan. over the, well, because Cloud's the protagonist. Like, he's the player.
He's the main guy, but yeah. He's kind of, they didn't show him doing one super badass thing to me. In this trailer.
He was carrying that sword around.
Carrying the sword. Walking around with the sword.
If he had two small swords, he could get a lot more done.
True. Maybe he's not good at dual wielding.
No, he likes one big sword.
Or, honestly, I really wish he had just, like, one weird muscle on his back.
Yeah, it's like lopsided because he has to hold it.
Because he holds it on one side.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, so he's the lead, so he has to get all the love interest. But
right. Well, so, like, depending on how you play the game and, mm-hmm. like, who you have in your party, like, Cloud actually develops a relationship, and you go out on one date with one of them.
Aw.
I have been a long-time Cloud and Aeris shipper. That's okay. The Flower Girl. Part of that is, I've always liked Tifa in the game, but, like, some of her design like makes made me like not like because she's so busty in the original.
Yeah,
so
it's too much.
Boobs are it's great. It's one of those things where it's like this is someone's insane fantasy that
it's,
they're
it's like Ivy from what's that game? Fighting game. The woman with the sword that turns into a whip.
Oh, from Soul Calibur.
Yes, it's
yes,
like Ivy from Soul Calibur.
Yes,
where it's
yes.
like this
Bayonetta,
is too much.
My other nemesis.
Bayonetta. I can't deal
honestly,
with Bayonetta.
What I want is someone to give me rights to write the movie adaptation. I will destroy her.
Yes.
But also bring her through the other side.
Stronger and better.
Three-dimensional. It'll be great.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. They changed Tifa's design in that they brought her breast down.
Yeah, she looks... I didn't even notice her boobs.
They were insane before and they make sense now.
Yeah.
But they also gave her, like, knee-high boots, which she did not have before. She was wearing, like... Yeah, like sneakers before.
Okay.
So now she seems so much more badass and like self-possessed now.
I thought she was badass.
Yeah. And she always kind of is
in
the original, but like it's so much more there now. And she seems like she's a perfect match for like where Cloud is. Because Cloud thinks he's a badass, but then spends the entire journey of Final Fantasy VII doubting that. And if she can just be there being like, yes, I am, and like, strapping on these like, you know, metal boxing glove things, like, I'm so excited to see their relationship play out in the Final Fantasy VII remake.
Awesome.
So excited for it.
Maybe I'll actually play Final Fantasy now.
Maybe.
I've never played it, so maybe I will.
I mean,
and
no
I'll
time
finally
to get
understand
in the remake of the seventh.
True. True. I finally understand what you're yammering about all the time.
Sorry.
I know.
No,
he
I'm
has recommended
kidding.
YouTube
no,
videos
I
that
know.
Are probably that we could if one weekend we could watch all those YouTube videos.
We're gonna find out that all of them are like Patrick through a voice modulator.
That's right.
We're gonna find out Patrick is the star of these videos. And he's just like, oh, you know, you should like
I
check
just,
them out if you're
you
interested.
You won't let me plug them on the show. Unless I pretend someone else made them.
No,
that
would
be so mean of us.
It is very cool. That you know so much about it. You
it.
Can't even say
no,
that
no, no,
like
no, straight.
Listen, it's really cool that you know so much about
Holy
Final Fantasy.
Shit.
Wow.
No, no.
Wow.
It truly is cool.
Shut up.
I mean, I think it's cool.
It's cool.
That something that you, that a franchise, because we haven't, and we don't have to talk deep on this, but a franchise that you care about is coming out with a new game that looks promising and exciting.
Yeah, and especially from a franchise
cool.
that has, like,
they've done some duds.
They've done some serious duds that I have not given half a shit about.
Really?
Yeah. For like the last, I mean, since Final Fantasy IX, really, which came out in like 98 or something.
Oh, jeez.
So,
whoa.
Yeah, I've been soured on the franchise for a long time.
Mm.
Kelly, do you have any ships from E3?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, the one of mine is from the, what is it called again?
Watch Dogs Legion.
Thank you. Watch Dogs Legion. And it's Helen the Granny. And she is actually...
retired spy.
She's a retired spy. She's really cool. She's a badass.
She's probably at least a little inspired by Helen Mirren in that movie Reds.
Oh, maybe.
Probably.
Probably. I mean,
here's
but
the thing.
Older. She's older.
This game is going to have hundreds of playable characters.
Yeah, she's just one of them.
So, like, if they're stealing ideas, like, have at it.
I think it was probably an homage.
Yeah.
Probably. Or, like, a, yeah.
Yeah.
A positive. I didn't think it was a theft.
Okay. So, this is actually, let's back it up.
Okay,
so the Keanu Reeves from Cyberpunk.
Yes.
Is running around. He's fighting. He sees this, like pile of guys all fighting. Yeah. And he's like, what is happening over here?
Guy pile.
He's like, whoever's in the middle is screwed.
Yeah.
And then you get like, and then all the guys like fly back.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle is Helen.
Yeah.
And he's like,
gas mask down.
Yeah, gas mask down. Yeah. He's like, who is this? And he's like, hey, dude, are you okay? And she's like, dude. And then like takes off her thing. Yeah. And he's like, I respect that.
Right on.
Yeah. And then they just like tear through town, causing havoc, killing a bunch of people.
I love it.
That's so good. And I love that like she gets like, that Keanu's like the badass and like the star of E3, like the one big exciting thing that everyone was like, what?
Yeah.
And that she gets to like run around with that.
Yeah.
Seems so cool to me.
Yeah.
No.
And that he's in awe of her, but he's like the big star.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's part of like what's great about Keanu, right?
Yeah.
True. It's his
awe. He's so giving.
Humble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so giving.
You're breathtaking, he said.
Ugh.
I'm dying.
You know what is not breathtaking?
We need to talk about this.
Something that took your breath in a bad way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a gasp of revulsion and disappointment. And
but in reverse, it shoved that breath right back down your throat.
It's those beat ass Avengers.
So ugly.
What is wrong with the Avengers? Why do they look like this?
They don't know.
They all look worse than Jeremy Renner.
Whoa.
Here's the thing. Jeremy Renner has that kind of face that I'm like, it's like
beat, but you're into
in
it.
The hot way. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Beat but hot.
That.
I will say, and I'm not, this is not an original thought because I saw it on the internet, but every time I see it, I totally agree with it. It is like that scene in Spaceballs where they get the stand-ins.
Yeah.
Yes. Who are all lined up.
Oh my God, and it's exactly like that.
Kind of like, you got the stand-ins. That's what it looks like.
Like they're all the right shit.
Shit. Yes. Ish. So, and someone points out, but I guess it's always just kind of true. Captain America wears a lot of like layers for a guy with super serum.
Yeah.
While Black Widow is in leather.
Nothing. She's in nothing. And nothing. It's zipped like halfway down.
She's a very good fighter.
Yeah.
But like, give her some body armor.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is just confusing. Like, why? It seems so nakedly like trying to chase the movie Avengers.
Yes.
Because like, it's the same lineup. Mm-hmm. But then they also don't fucking look anything like that.
It's so much worse. It's so bad. And like, I feel like we are being personally attacked because our show is same day shipping.
Right.
And we cannot.
There's
possibly,
no ship to have.
Absolutely not.
And we've dedicated multiple episodes of this show to just shipping MCU characters.
But this is just like a bunch of greasy bags of potatoes. They're
hideous. I was like, we can't add them into our MCU brackets because.
Oh, heavens no.
Absolutely.
It would be mean
not.
To whoever we ship
it
them.
It would
with.
Be so mean. Like, it's like.
Like, that's an insult to be like, you want to make out with video game
no,
Tony Stark and all his long, greasy hair. No, I think. I heard you think about him at night.
No, I don't. One time, maybe.
They're just so disgusting.
They're so gross.
It's unacceptable.
Especially because at this point,
we
know what makes an appealing face.
Wait.
It's 2019, baby. We know what makes an appealing face.
We have the technology.
Yeah.
We do. Watch. Look at every other trailer.
Yeah.
And the fact that there's only one woman on the team and no people of color.
None.
Yeah.
Is silly. It's just silliness. It was bad enough when the MCU was doing it, but that was 23 movies ago.
And also, like, at least they were hot.
Yeah, at least they were hot. I mean,
there's not one person, and I should say this because I'm sure the actors are better looking than the video game renderings of them.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of the actors playing these people are named Chris.
I'm going to say that. Interesting. Yeah. Probably true.
There's no one at Chris level.
And there literally is no reason for them to not have any people of color. Because like, it's not like they're like, we couldn't find the right person. It's like, you are making it.
Yeah.
You can just create it.
Yes. And it's not like there's... Yeah. The source material is varied and interesting.
Yes.
You don't have to do this.
Well, and look at like... And look at how cool some of the pulls are for Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
Yes. Which looks great.
Yeah, it looks tight. And then that they also solved that by not having anybody look beat as shit because
yeah,
it's stylized. And
yeah,
it looks like
they
a
look
comic
like cartoons.
Book.
And yeah. That's what you want.
Which is cool.
No, it's just really disappointing.
Super disappointing. Did you have another
I have, yes.
ship?
I'll steer us in a more positive direction.
Okay.
So this was a surprise ship for me.
Okay.
But one that I have been around, I would say, my entire life. Damn near my entire life, but only found
Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Mr. and Mrs. Claus. That's right. The man whistling in the Hollywood video that I worked in. And his wife, Mrs. Claus.
That is the most basic ass ship. There's no way any ship could be more basic than Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Prepare yourself.
Okay.
I was playing Luigi's Mansion 3 today.
Okay.
And this is not something that you see in the E3 trailer, but the way the game starts is Mario and Peach and Luigi and the Toads have won a vacation. So they're going to this hotel. They don't know it's haunted
Lucky.
Yet. They'll yeah, figure
like,
out when they get
like
there.
It's like I still know what you did that summer.
It's,
yes, yeah. They win over the phone on the radio.
I'm with you. I got it. I know this. I know how this works.
So they're on a bus. They're taking this bus to their hotel to this vacation. And everyone is sort of like sitting, you know, in different seats on the bus. It's a big bus, so there are a lot of empty seats. But Mario and Peach are sitting right next to each other.
Aww.
And they're just like joking around and like kind of like chatting with each other. And I realized that I had not seen a human moment between Mario and Peach before.
I don't think that exists.
I don't think it does either. Cause she's always like, help me Mario or whatever.
Right. Or in Odyssey when she's like, I'm too good for you.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm going to travel the world. I'm
having
great.
I'm having an eat, pray, love you.
But this is just them. This is just two people having a nice.
Who like each other.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
and enjoy
nice.
Enjoy being around each other.
Yeah, and have a nice time.
That's
so
really nice.
After however long I've been alive, I can, for the first time ever, actually ship those characters.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
That's still pretty basic, though.
Yeah, it's a little basic.
It is cute. It is really cute.
I like it.
So you played Luigi.
I did.
Guiji.
Yeah. You want to talk about Guiji?
Can you tell us about Guiji?
Okay. So Guiji is Ryan's gagging a little bit.
Every time it gets said, it sounds like
Guiji.
It just sounds like kind of gross.
Yeah. It is kind of gross. It is identical to Luigi in every way, except that it is made out of like green slime, like translucent.
Plasma.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like Slimer-esque.
Okay.
Right. But didn't you say earlier it comes out of him?
It comes out of him.
Well, I have no goo
you don't
in me to make a Ryan-sized goomon, a goo,
you know,
goomogi.
One of my roommates in college bought some, like, detox tea.
Oh, God, okay.
And did goo did he spit out a gooigi? Yeah.
No, not for me. She was like, something's wrong. I'm pooping out a lot of goo. And then I was like... And I was like, oh, you need to stop drinking that tea.
That's nightmarish.
Yeah.
But how she looked though?
She like looks so thin.
Oh damn.
So this is detox tea, Luigi.
That's right. And the thing with Guiji.
So much grosser because now I'm believing
that,
it came
that
out of his colon, all the goo.
And it just like seeps out the legs of his overalls. Takes the form of Luigi.
Makes a person. Oh man.
Do you know how Luigi and Guiji are different, what physical property they have that's different, other than one is made of goo?
One got a big
one
dick.
Has a hat.
One got a big dick. No, Guiji.
You know Luigi got that BDE.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why he's willing to fight the monsters.
Yeah. Okay, why are they different?
Guiji has a G on his hat instead of an L.
For Guiji.
Yeah, for Guiji.
But couldn't...
So he named himself Guiji.
Yeah, definitely.
It's sentient.
Or Luigi made him that hat.
I think Luigi might have made that hat.
Here's the thing. I don't think they're in love.
No, Luigi made that hat. He made...
He made the whole thing.
He goes, I made! And then...
Oh, it's a goo!
And then, yeah, it's a goo! Oh man.
Oh god.
Okay, so that's gross.
Okay, but yeah. is it cute? Because I haven't seen gameplay of it, so I don't know. Is Guiji cute? Like, will I? Because I will probably play this game.
It's semi cute. It's I like it more as a like gameplay mechanic because like he can like pass through spikes and through like grates and, and stuff like that. So like you will separate into Luigi and Guiji and send Guiji out on like little missions, while like regular Luigi just has to like sit there and like wait.
It's sort of like Catherine Zeta-Jones in Entrapment when she's the one who can like go around the lasers.
Yeah. Well, and there's a scene like that in this too, where Guiji is like, he's in a skin tight cat suit.
Yeah. And, and Sean Connery's there.
Yep, that's right. And he's like arching his back perfectly so he can get over the lasers.
That was an amazing moment in cinema.
One we will never forget.
I shan't. Kelly maybe never
saw it. No, I was imagining him going through grates.
Yes.
Yeah, he pushes through.
He just like slooshes through.
Like in Resident Evil.
Oh, do they do that?
Oh.
The movie. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They're like in a
zombies
tunnel.
Do that?
No, it's like people. They're like in a tunnel and then like this like laser comes across.
Yeah.
And like one guy gets chopped and this girl like bends and she's like, oh, I survived it. And then the laser comes in a grid and then it grids her.
Yeah. Oh. And she like becomes cubes.
Yeah.
You know what I think my new nightmare, because I really don't want to get trampled. That's like a number one way I don't want to die. Yeah.
Sure.
Now I don't want to get trampled into a grate.
Oh.
Smush. So right. Instead of getting trampled down on the ground,
yeah.
I get trampled to death against a grate.
You get Guiji'd.
Like, I do not. I don't care about.
She died the way she lived. Guiji'd.
Ew.
That would be the meanest thing anyone's ever said. Do not say that about me when I'm dead.
You got it.
Please. If I die Guiji'd, tell everyone that I set myself on fire.
And delete this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Patrick's like kicking a sign underneath the chair that says Ryan got Guiji'd.
It's actually a box with t-shirts in it.
All right, I'll wear your fucking t-shirt.
Hey guys,
two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.